Classical ballet traditionally has been a mostly white art form in this country. One of the exceptions was Arthur Mitchell, a principal dancer at New York City Ballet. Mitchell was born and raised in Harlem, and he wanted to expose other kids of color to the art form and the discipline it takes to be a ballet dancer. Mitchell founded Dance Theater of Harlem first as a school, then as a professional company. In 2004, the company closed because of finances. 2 years ago, Arthur Mitchell asked former principal dancer Virginia Johnson to take over as artistic director and revive the touring company. Dance Theater of Harlem, Virginia Johnson says, was born from Mitchell's involvement in the civil rights movement.
This is 1969. This is a time when there was a lot of poverty, there was a lot of segregation in the world, there was a lot of saying no to black people. His primary goal was to create opportunity for young people in Harlem to succeed in life. But then there were people like me who was had studied dance all my life, and when I was 18, I was told suddenly, it seemed to me, that there was no place for me in the art form, that there just were no black ballerinas. So I found myself in New York, and somebody said to me that Arthur Mitchell was teaching ballet classes in Harlem, and I went up to take class and found out that he was creating a company. And so, you know, along with the goal of creating opportunities for young people was to really dispel that myth that blacks couldn't do ballet or shouldn't do ballet.
You were then there at the beginning, at the creation.
I'm a founding member of the Dance Theater of Harlem, and that was an amazing experience, being part of this this organization from the beginning, really literally seeing minds change from our performances. People thinking that this is, again, it's the 1960s. There were black people who are saying, well, why are you doing the white man's art form, not wanting us to be participating in this? And there were white people saying, you don't have the bodies, you don't have the temperament. And so Arthur Mitchell was, yes, absolutely maniacal in proving them wrong. And we were the medium through which he worked.
And then the dream kind of fell apart.
Well, actually, in 2004, Dance Theater of Harlem experienced a very severe financial crisis. It's very difficult to have a performing organization. The costs are never covered by the ticket price. So we found ourselves in the situation where it was necessary to save the organization by closing down the company. You know, the organization has impacted thousands of young people through its school, through its arts and education programs. And so rather than lose everything, it was decided to shut down the company.
What happened in the meantime, in between your dancing career and where you and I sit today?
I did retire from dancing. I got too old to do this stuff anymore, which is, I had a really long and wonderful career, so I'm not complaining at all. But at some point, all good things come to an end. I'd been writing all of my life, and I decided that I would pursue journalism. And I was at Fordham University and got the opportunity to be the founding editor of Point Magazine, which was just the most amazing experience. And, you know, I think that it being at Point for those 10 years actually enabled me to step into the role of artistic director, because at Point I had to not be just focused on my performance, which I'd had to do as a performer. I had to look at the whole field of dance, and I had to look at the economics of dance. And it really gave me an education around what this world is that we had to survive in.
At what point did you rejoin something that you had, the first thing that you had helped create, a dance company?
It was 2009 when Arthur Mitchell called me up and he said, well, I'd like for you to take over as artistic director. I mean, the sound of his voice in my ear is still very vivid, because can you imagine this towering figure having faith in my ability to take the organization he created forward was something you just don't say no to. I came to DTH in 2010, and I had this group of dancers, many of whom had tremendous potential. And my goal, my task, was to revive the Dance Theater of Harlem Company. And so I knew that I wanted to see which of these dancers who was already in the ensemble could move forward. And I challenged them with a different repertoire, and I challenged them with working differently, understanding that as a professional, the responsibility is yours. Mm. It's not mine. As a teacher doesn't make you, you make you. You know, the thing that was very powerful to me was, as we went on this tour, we auditioned in San Francisco, Chicago, Miami, and New York. And we got a diverse group of dancers coming to be part of Dance Theatre of Harlem, but the number of dancers of color who were of the level that we needed was very small.
And that we referred to this earlier, this is 40 years after somebody told you no place for you, 40 years after a school had been set up at Dance Theatre Harlem, it, still dancers of color, for whatever reason, whether they weren't accepted into the ranks of the schools or they self-selected out, probably a little bit of both, it's a white, predominantly, or at least 2 years ago when you were touring, was predominantly a white art form.
It continues to be that. I think that, we are now at the beginning of a new era. And I actually sit at my desk at Dance Theatre of Harlem and artistic directors call me and they say, I need some dancers for my company. So there's a sea change out there, which is really wonderful. The thing is that it takes 10 years to make a dancer. So those 8 years that we didn't have Dance Theatre of Harlem as a beacon, as a role model for young people, as you say, they start. If they're not encouraged, if they don't see a place for them to go, then other things come into your perception. You decide, I'm going to do that instead.
When you sit back in your office or maybe lay awake at night in bed, because I'm sure the money problems are still there, the economics of dance are hard, not just at Dance Theatre Harlem, but everywhere across the country. Mm. What do you dream of for this company? Where do you see it in 5 or 10 years?
Well, you know, I see a slightly bigger company, just to be practical. But I also see people not thinking about ballet as something that they don't want to see, but ballet is something that they have to go and see, something that means something to them, that they want to have in their lives and they want to share to the people that are important with them. One of the things that's happened in this country is that the arts are very marginalized. You think that you're going to do it when you have something extra. And the arts are such an important and powerful part of having a good life that in 5 years, I want people to be in that place where they go, I must have this now.
I wonder if in 10 years you're going to have lines of young African-American trained dancers knocking at your door to perform with you.
You know, that, and we're going to have lines of African-American dancers performing with companies around the world. That this whole idea that you have to have a company for them because they aren't anywhere else,
right,
is gone. It's a part of the past.
Virginia Johnson is Artistic Director of Dance Theatre of Harlem. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.